You're listening to Real World News. Human rights.
As planned, last Tuesday, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton met with Honduran President Manuel Zelaya. The most visible result of this meeting was the confirmation of the U.S. acknowledgement of Zelaya as Honduras' legitimate president. The U.S. also requested a mediation by Costa Rican President Oscar Arias between the de facto and the constitutional governments. Zelaya said that he will participate in the mediation to be held in San Jose, but he stated that the only thing he will not negotiate is his return to Honduras as a constitutional president. Zelaya asked the Honduran people to continue mobilizing and stated that he will return to occupy his place as president and that he will not be a minute less in office than what the constitutional mandate states. Xiomara Castro has been at the front of mobilization in Honduras since Tuesday, who considered it was not right to continue as a refugee while the people were in the streets demanding their reinstatement of democracy. She also said she is not scared despite the fact that the repression has taken the lives of several people who were peacefully demonstrating for the return of the president. "The people and your family are strong," said the First Lady to his husband at the end of Tuesday mobilizations.
You're listening to Real World News.